I don't know if you keep track of these things, but this Sunday will be your third anniversary as Hughes manager. I don't know whether you get a moment to look back over it, but it must be satisfying to reach a marker like that.
Well, I didn't know that, that's for sure. But I think we can look back and think that we've made progress. If I look back to the opening day, I'm not sure whether I genuinely thought that we could get back in the league. But I did think we could get back in the league the following summer. And now that we've got back in the league, we want to try and take them as far as we can. I certainly would like another promotion on the CV before I leave the club. How soon we can make that happen is obviously not clear, but that's what I'd like to do. We'll try and make that happen if we can.
Does it feel like a quick 3 years? Because every year has had really big events in it, being the working through of what you originally had when you were first here, then the promotion and the FA Trophy, then last season consolidation and the FA Cup as well. That's a lot of big events to pack into a short space of time.
Yeah, well, I'll try and put that even into more perspective. I'm 60 next week. And never mind the last 3 years, where's the last 45 years gone?
Do you enjoy it, though, every day coming in here, working towards the next game?
Some days, yes. Most days, yes. Some days, no. It's very difficult to... I was talking to my brother-in-law about it last weekend, actually, because he actually took me to my first trial at Ipswich when I was 14, 15. And his memory's fucking ridiculous. You look back and think, where has it gone? You know, and Tom was looking at the European Cup semi-final in Munich on Tuesday night at Wickham. And, I'm 23 then, 37, is that right? Yeah, 37 years ago. And, it's just gone in the blink of an eye. And I've been fortunate. I've worked and played and I've coached all my working life in football. You know, and people will say, "Well, what a dream that is," and they're right. You know, but by the same token, it's very difficult to explain to people just what this job entails. And every manager looks and says, or often says, "This is a 24/7 job." And what they mean is, you're not working 24/7, but it is on your mind 24/7. And there are some days, undoubtedly, where you think, please let me think about something else.
Do you get the younger managers, the likes of, I don't know, Gareth Ainsworth from the other day, they're just starting out, they've had the pressure for a short period of time, but they haven't had it for many, many years like yourself and others. So they sometimes phone up and say, does it go on like this forever? How do you deal with this day in, day out, year in, year out?
I'm not being disrespectful to Gareth, but I'm sure he can look after himself. And the other thing is, if he's going to ring anybody up, he's not going to ring me. Because people speak to people, we all try and speak to people like Alex Ferguson and, in my case, Frank Clark, and in the years gone by, and that they're the sages that you speak to. There's no reason for Gareth Ainsworth to speak to me. They've just beaten us 1-0 three times in the last 12 months. So it's the day-to-day bit. It's not the pressure. The only pressure really comes from within, I remember I got back, you get back on Tuesday night about 11 o'clock, half 11, 12 o'clock, something like that. The first thing you do is make a cup of tea, and I'm normally hungry, so I have a few cereals. And Sarah's trying to get to sleep, or is asleep, and you put your head back on the pillow and pick up the iPad and start to watch a bit of the game. And I'm watching West Wing at the minute, so I'll watch a couple of episodes of that. And then you look at the clock, it's 3 o'clock. I try and get some sleep now, and that's pretty much how it goes on. And you wake up in the morning and Sarah says you look a bit perplexed, and it's like, you're 60 next week. There must come a stage where you can say, okay, put that behind you, let's go again. But you can't, you just, because you care, because you want to do well for people, because it means such a lot to a lot of people. It's very difficult to get away from the constant thought process of what are we going to do to make us better the next game. And that's the way it goes from day to day.
Yeah, so perhaps the greatest truism, if you like, in football management is that if fans or directors are feeling disappointed about what's happened, it can never really compare with, as a manager, what you'll be feeling.
No, I think, I'm not, without being disrespectful to anybody's feelings, I don't think anybody feels it like the manager does, or like this manager does, let's put it that way.